everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris, the Entertainment Man. First of all, apologies for the podcast not coming out last week. Been working so hard on the website. It's just between the website and the podcast, I've been kind of, you know, going back and forth with everything and trying to, you know, figure out what's more important. I gotta put my priorities ahead of me, and podcast comes first and the site comes second. Well, good news today is crispyontheweb.com is opening, hopefully at noon, sorry, not noon, at 1 p.m. Eastern. We have like an hour and 47 minutes. I'm on the reopening Zoom page, and with the countdown, see how till the countdown happens. So let's get right into it. The Amazing Race 29, episodes 4 and 5 of the 29th season, and just get right into it. So Ashton said it was a great day for us, for the weak teams. Matt Redman came in, and then Ashton said, weak teams are coming second and third. Redman said, we came in here to be nice, which they were. They were trying to be really nice Matt and Redman were really trying to be nice to Ashton and, who is it? They were trying to be nice to Ashton and... Vanek and Ashton, kept my words all jumbled up there. So yeah, they were being nice. They're trying to be nice, at least. They were really trying to be nice. When it came to, you know, them, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. What's the word I'm looking for here? They're trying to be nice. You know, they are really trying to be nice, and they were just, you know, being nice to them, but I guess they just didn't want to really hear it from them. And of course, Ashton said the only reason that they U-turned them was because they did something directly to them before, aka them lying to them way back from leg number 1, which this is leg 4. You should just forget and, you know, move it. You should just move on with it. So, teams must go to the Mercury House, and yes, the Mercury House where Freddie Mercury lived. Yeah, he lived in Tanzania, in, what's it called again? Zanzibar, Tanzania. That's where he's from. So, they must go there to get the next clue. Mike and Liz couldn't get the location of where the house was. They were in a complete different location from where they were supposed to be, so they were just in a complete different location. And then Tara and Joey Cab had no clue where the hell he was going, so they wanted to get out of the cab. They had to find someone that knew where they were actually going, so they had to figure out where the hell they were going, pretty much. But they didn't. But in the end, they did not get out of the cab. They just continued on. So Mike and Liz got to the wrong location. They were just dumping bags of dirt, or dust, as they call it. It's called the other one, Bites the Dust, which is a very, 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 very well-known Queen song from the 1980s, and I know Queen well, because I was born in the 80s, and I know the band so well, so that kind of put a smile on my face here. They kind of incorporated something with one of the singers from Queen, Freddie Mercury. So detour, lock, or knock? I noticed with the detours, the detours always have like a rhyme. So it's like later on we'll be doing like trolls and troll. This one is lock or knock. So obviously lock is has to do with a key in the lock, and then the knock is knocking on a door. So you probably heard the knock on the desk area in my studio here, if the microphone did pick it up. I'm not sure, but so lock is a Zanzibar chest that has it's a very well known chest Zanzibar has a secret compartment. So they have the teens have to find the secret compartments, and if they can find it and unlock the bigger chest, they will get the next clue. In knock, there are three royal doors. They must go door to door and kind of knock. There's certain doors that actually are, I think, taller, so they have to look for the taller ones if they realize that is the one that they have to go to. So, you know, they have to go to that one. They have to find the taller doors, and they're more fancier as well. So if they find those, they will get some instrument. They'll get some sculptures, and then they have to kind of hand them in to get the next clue. So Tara got one sculpture. Matt and Redman went to find out where the location of, where the lock was. Mike and Liz kept on searching, but finally, you know, they just gave up. They didn't give up. Sorry. Mike and Liz kept on searching. They found it finally. They realized it's Freddie Mercury. So, which meant they finally got it. They figured out, oh, this is where we're supposed to go. So, they got the idea how to do it. And then Tara and Joey switched. That's the first of the many switches you'll be hearing in the next few minutes. So, Vank and Ashton did knock. Matt and Redman did lock. Tara said, I should have done knock. So obviously, they wanted to switch. She wanted to switch again. So you can't be always, you know, switching constantly. You can't always be switching the challenges over and over and over again. You're not gonna get far. You're gonna fall behind. You'll get into last place. So you have to, you know, make one decision and stick to it. You know, and Tara and Joey were just kind of dilly-dallying around. Too much, you know, but hopefully it doesn't, it did not affect them. And I know detours can be tough, but you just gotta stick to it. And I wouldn't know, because I've never been on the Amazing Race Canada, at least, not yet. Maybe I will, you know, in the near future with, Justin, who is, my partner in crime here at Chris B on the Web Studios. When he helps me out with stuff. So, yeah. You just can't. You have to make a decision. The right decision on what you want to do. And that way you can, you know, get it done quickly. And you can move on to the next clue. And, you know, move forward to get to the pit stop eventually. So, that's kind of my rant. I don't know what to say, rant for the week. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, I was flabbergasted why they kept switching over for the second time. They wanted to switch again, back to knock. So anyways, let's move on from that, from me ranting and raving on the podcast over an Amazing Race moment. London Logan and Brooke and Scott did lock. Mike figured out that there was a secret compartment. There we go. Like I said, there is a secret compartment. So he figured it out. Ashton and Vank said, Devent, we know where it is. Vank said, I want to look where it is a little bit more. And Ashton said, this is why we don't come in first. I guess, obviously, because they just do not make, you know, the right decision, the communication. Is like key when it comes to working in a team. I know running Crispy on the Web and having two other staff members here, but that's completely different from from the Amazing Race. But I mean, you gotta work as a team or you're not gonna get far, obviously. So, and then Ashton said the event and heard rarely agree, so there's a lot of disagreements, and you can't always disagree. Yeah, you're gonna have disagreements, but you need to, you know, still come to some kind of agreement that they need to do this, this, and this in order for them to, you know, be successful as a team. So, Becca and Floyd got in the taxi before Shamir and Sarah, so obviously Becca and Floyd were ahead of them at this point. And then Tara found the key with a fish on it. Mike and Liz got their next clue, and then teens have to head back to the mainland of Tanzania to Es Salaam, and they have to go to the metal shop to get the next clue, which we will know in a few minutes. It's a roadblock. So Tara and Joey went back to knock. So there we go again. They switch back over to knock. They should have just stayed with. They should have stayed with knock. They should have played it out. You know, don't forget, when you're doing detour, you can ask for help. I know you can ask a local where a certain location is, or they can read the local clue, what it says on the clue, and then they can kind of point them to the right direction, right? So I know you're allowed to get help on that. So that one big question that I was asking myself is, why do they not, you know, ask for help? So I don't know. Okay, so Van and Ashton were at the fruit market trying to get directions. Van wanted to go back to switch, but Ashton didn't want to switch to lock. Okay, so they finally got the right directions, and then Beck and Floyd were going to do lock. Shamir and Sarah did knock. So both of those two teams kind of did two different ones. And then Matt and Redmond, London and Logan said, welcome to hell. Obviously, meaning, you know, this is not a very easy challenge to do. Tara said, this is so stupid, so here we go. Tara's kind of being in the negative train right now. She's kind of she's being negative, and she's just frustrated. I can sense a lot of frustration with her right now at this point. She is really, really frustrated with the whole entire challenge. She is just not happy. She is not very happy at this moment. So they got directions where to go. London and Logan struggled. Brooke realized they had like the shorter drawers. So obviously they figured out that there could be the key could be hidden somewhere in those little hidden compartments. And then Scott found the scorpion key. Matt and Logan got their clue. Vank and Ashton got all the sculptures. Tara told Joey to shut it. So obviously there is a lot of frustration going on with Tara and Joey at this point. I thought they were getting along very nice. But not so much right now. There is a lot of tension going on between the two teams right now. There is a lot of tension going on between the two teams. And I can sense it. Like, there is a lot of frustration going on at the moment. So, they gotta pull it together. They have to pull it together, or they're gonna be out of this race, you know? They will be out of this race pretty quick. So, you gotta work as a team. And, I know it's frustrating, but, you know, sometimes things just don't go your way. Sometimes you're just having a bad day altogether. So, they got to the second sculpture. Brooke and Scott got their clue. And then Scott gave them a second key. So obviously Brooke and Scott helped Becca and Floyd out with the challenge and with the detour. So they were able to unlock it and get the next clue. Then Becca and Floyd got their clue. And they Shamir telling Sarah where to go. So obviously Shamir again getting on Sarah's nerve a bit there. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not feeling the good vibes with Shamir and Sarah. I'm not putting them down. It's just saying, sure, Sarah, need to really start communicating. We need to listen to each other. You know, it is just, I know it's, there's a lot of frustration between teens right now. Tara and Joey, a little bit between Tara and Joey, Van and Ashton are arguing now. Sarah and Shamir are arguing. There's not much other teams that are struggling at this point. So, you know, I'm just, you know, there's a lot of tension between teams. I can tell at least three of those teams are, there's a lot of tension going on right now. So, and then she says she was going to take the lead this leg. Becca and Floyd were happy. Brooke and Scott gave him the key to get their clue. Sarah wasn't listening to Shamir. So obviously there's still arguing going on between those two. London and Logan switched to knock again. I don't know. I'm sorry, no, not again. Sorry, that's the wrong team. I'm thinking Tara and Joey all of a sudden. Sorry, London and Logan side, they're going to switch to knock. Mike and Liz, Brooke and Scott, Beck and Floyd were all on the ferry at the ferry terminal where Team Lolo was nowhere to be found at the moment. Shamir and Sarah finally got asked for directions again. London and Logan made the ferry within, I think, minutes of it leaving, so they were with the rest of the team. Shamir and Sarah missed the ferry boat, so they were asking, where is Shamir and Sarah? And they were nowhere to be found, as they were still at the detour doing their task. So Shamir and Sarah switched to lock. They were arguing over the detour. Beck and Floyd were ahead. They got the next clue. Roadblock, teams must cut, and they must make holes into the metal and to make it into, like, they have to kind of create like a cooking utensil that kind of strains pasta, if you know what I mean. And when they successfully do that, they get their next clue. Mike's cut was a bit rough. Vance struggled a bit. Brooke said her jackass partner nominated her to do this, so yeah, Brooke is kind of not being very positive right now. She's very frustrated with Scott at this point. I think they've been a lot of arguing between those two as well. Those two have been, there's been a tension with those two as well this season. I've noticed that there's a bit of tension with them. So Brooke had a meltdown. Shamir realized the smaller compartments. He finally figured out that little trick that the key could be hidden in the smaller compartments. Brooke went to Scott and that she couldn't do it. Of course, Scott had to try to settle her down. Becca helped Brooke out, which is nice of Becca, who I think she's an amazing person. Becca has been very helpful to a lot of the other racers out there. I know she's been a lot of big help to other teams. Then Joey wasn't right with his utensil. He had to straighten it out. It was kind of, I guess the edges were kind of rough. And then Brooke had a complete meltdown. Redmond told her to calm down. She kind of told him off not to tell her to calm down. Redmond's holes weren't great. Joey got his next clue. Teams must go to Cocoa Beach for the next pit stop. And then team fun. We're all happy again after the last leg, obviously, because of the whole passport thing. But I think everything is really good with team fun right now. Everything is really good, and they're all happy at this point. So Brooke says she can't do this. So obviously, I thought Brooke was going to take a penalty. I thought she was going to give up. I thought she was just going to give up and just say, you know what? F it. I'm not going to do it. I want to take a penalty. That would probably put them pretty far back in the pack. Could have put them into elimination as well. It could happen, depending how long the penalty is. I think it's normally 2 hours. They can't do a challenge. I think it's 2 hour penalty, if I'm corrected. I think it's 2 hours. Shamira and Sarah were so behind. They were still over on Zanzibar, Tanzania, on the island. Team number one was Joey and Tara. They won $5,000 each. That would be great to have $5,000. Would help them out a lot. And then team number two was Becca and Floyd. And then Mike had to show Brooke how to do the challenge, how to do it properly. So, and then Brooke said that she wants to take a penalty. Beck and Ashton got it. Team number three was Mike and Liz. Team number four, Matt and Redmond. And then team number five, London and Logan. Really? Okay. I think I've not had enough sleep this morning. I think I should have slept in a little bit further. My head's just not in the game right now. London and Logan were team number five. Shamir and Sarah finally got to the mainland, so they finally made it into the mainland of Tanzania. Shamir and Sarah finally... Sorry, Brooke got it, and Brooke and Scott got their next clue. Brooke was so happy. She was jumping up and down, technically. She was, like, jumping up and down. Yeah, we got it. And she was able to string pasta with it. They implement. And then team number six was Van and Ashton. They were talking about teams that have been different during the race. And the two of them are completely different from each other. They are completely different from each other, you know? They both have different personalities, I guess you would say. And sometimes two different personalities clash with each other. It's just, for example, give me an example, and I'm not throwing my own old staff member Eric under the bus or anything, but him and I both have a different personality, which we've been clashing with each other for many, 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 many years, up to last year of him and I not talking to each other anymore. We both have different personalities, and that kind of clashed together. That's a good prime example. That's a good example right there, if you know what I mean. So, and again, I'm not throwing Eric under the bus. I'm just using him and I as an example from the past. So, all right, where was I? I'm lost when I was going off about my own ex-staff member now. So team number seven, Brooke and Scott. Then Phil came in and told Shamir and Sarah that all teams already checked in and they were eliminated from the race. Now, you don't see that happen too often where Phil will come in and, tell them that they've been eliminated from the race because everyone else has already come in to the pit stop. So let's go right into episode number five. We're going to do back-to-back. I was going to separate the two episodes. I was thinking about it over the last week and a half, but I decided not to, I decided not to do it, and I'm going to just do back-to-back right here on the podcast and just, bring them together pretty much. So, Liz called Mike a big teddy bear. Mike said, yeah, big smelly teddy bear. Liz and Mike will be the first team to travel 5,000 miles from Africa to Europe. They must go to Ålesund, Norway, to Oxen, Norway, and then they must go drive to Hogstein Friar Lighthouse. Sorry, I know my Norwegian's not the greatest. I apologize if I messed that up. And then they must, they're going to be treated to Fatness, which is a Norwegian delicacy. And I would try it, too. I would try it, personally. I would actually try it out. And, you know, I'm always all for, you know, trying new food, especially. And then Beck and Floyd, so Beck and Floyd were going to use their express pass. Redmond said Beck and Ashton don't get along. They don't like, and then also Matt and Redmond don't like drama, obviously. And they'll have to work together on the Nation said they're going to work on their navigating. All teams were on the same flight together as each other. So they were all together pretty much. And they were moving on. They were all going to be close together this time around. Compare when I think good majority of the team minus the one team last leg, they were kind of split. So, first of all, I want to say Norway's gorgeous of a country. I would love to visit Norway. You know, maybe I need to make my own dream race as a blog post. Maybe I should. That would be kind of a cool idea. Actually, I would do it. Maybe I will. So, Mike said they're lost. Liz said they are going the right way. And they were, too. Mike and Liz were actually going the right direction. But, you know, he just didn't believe it. So, teens got to try the Norwegian dish. Brooke couldn't eat it. And then teens must go to Slingington and search for the slinging barret. And then Beck and Floyd also got a fast forward. And they decided to go do it. So, they had got to the helicopter. It was a helicopter of the great unknown, so they don't know what the heck is going to happen. And then Back Nation had to fast forward too, but they weren't going to do it because Beck and Floyd were already there. And then they must, oh sorry, Beck and Floyd must do a skydive from 10,000 feet. So Brooke and Scott were going to do the detour, but you know, Becca and Floyd got there first. So obviously they were, you know, they kind of, I don't know what the word would be. I'm trying to think here. I guess, you know, they were ahead of, Becca and Floyd were ahead of everyone else. So Scott said he was going to do it. Logan said he was going to do the rope lock. Matt was done. Detour, trolls. Teens must find a fire troll and recite the enchantment. I don't remember what the enchantment was. Let me actually hang on a second. This is what's great about having another screen in your studio. Another computer screen. You can look exactly at the information here. I don't remember what it was. What was the enchantment? I don't remember. It was, I'm trying to remember. Let me see if I can, enchantment. What was it? Dang it. I don't remember. It was, obviously it was in Norwegian. It was in Norwegian language. It was interesting, but they have to pretty well say it, and they would get like a fireworks, and they would have to collect 6 to get their next clue, and Charlie must kayak through the town and find like a fishing lure that has the next pit stop location. So Beck and Floyd landed, and then they found out they're going to do skydiving. Tara and Joey were doing the kayaking. Ashton was done. Bank and Ashton did trolls. Brooke and Scott, London and Logan were going to do trolls. And then Vank forgot his pack. Or Vank forgot something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But Vank forgot to, you know, Vank forgot something. I wonder if it was his coat or was it his pack that he forgot. So they had to go back, obviously. Then Matt and Redmond did not, you know. Okay, so Matt and Redmond didn't find it, and they were looking. Beck and Floyd said the fun meter is off the chart, the chain today. So obviously meaning their fun meter is way off the chart, off the chain today. Tara and Joey found it, but they checked another one. So obviously they were kind of figuring out, is this the clue or is it not? Tara said it wasn't right. Joey said it was. So they were arguing whether the clue was, that was the clue or it wasn't the clue. And then Vank and Ashton got the first fireworks. They're going to take the two back and then come back and do another one. Which, that would probably take up more time if I was Vank and Ashton and like I was on that team, I would probably collect all of them and then take it. Obviously, because, you know, that going back and forth, going there, dropping off two, then coming back, that's going to take more time. So you want to try to do it as fast as possible. So you have to try to carry at least three each, and that way you guys can take it. Then they can take it to where they're supposed to go. So, okay, so where was I here? Remember, okay, Brooke and Scott, okay, London and Logan were working together. Listen, Michael argued which way to go. Mike said it's not Magic Max, don't Magic Maps don't have a compass on it. Ashton said it isn't the spot, so obviously they weren't at the right spot, they were in the incorrect location. Scott said Vank and Ashton are just annoying and probably going to be the next target on the next U-turn, which probably will be coming up very soon. The instructor said that they were 10,000 feet to Beckon and Floyd. And they jumped from the helicopter. Beckon and Floyd were, they won the fast forward, and doing the skydiving was awesome. That was pretty wicked just to see a high up angle of where they were. That was very wicked. So they won the fast forward, so they would get to skip all the other tasks and go to the roadblock. Teams must go to Mount Eska, where it's the pit stop for the leg of the race. Taryn Joy told them, they told Matt and Redmond where it was. What was going on, and Matt Redmond said it was a clue. Also, Tara and Joey told Matt and Redmond where the clue is, so they helped them out pretty much. They gave him a hand with that. So Vank and Ashton got back and back on. So Vank and Ashton got back on track. Tara and Joey, Matt and Redmond climbed up the steps so they can get to the detour. Team number one was Tara and Joey for the second time. Second leg in a row. Megan and Floyd, fast forward, did not even help them. I know, like, usually fast forward, you get them done, and then you're at the pit stop way before everyone else. Not this time around. And then Matt and Redmond were team number two, and then Beckham and Floyd were team number three, and the look on Becca's face was just priceless. What? We're team number three. I thought we would be team number one, but they weren't. So Matt and Redmond, okay, so yeah, Matt, where was I here? Vank and Ashton got their, I guess they got their clue. And then Brooke and Scott got, London and Logan, Brooke and Scott got it. Mike and Liz as well. London and Logan, Brooke and Scott got their clues. Vank and Ashton got their clue. Sorry, they got their clue and they drove all the way up. I think. So Mike and Liz could walk, but they decided to drive up. And then Mike, being Mike, I guess, he actually hit a van. He hit a van. It wasn't bad. It was just like a little nick. The gentleman said, it's an old van, not to worry about it. It's okay. Ashton says she's driving from now on, I guess because she's thinking, Mike, you Fruit Loop dingus, what's wrong with you? Hitting a van, this is the wrong time to get into an accident. We haven't seen an accident for several seasons. When the Blondes team, that one season, hit a car. And I remember that. And I think everyone else saw that happen. But luckily there's no other teams around that saw that happen. So team number four was Vank and Ashton. And then Scott and... So Scott told her to come on, like, hurry up, please. She freaked out, said she's doing the best she can. So she was just freaking out at Scott. Mike and Liz were going in circles. They were in a parking lot. So they took an elevator up. I think Mike really wanted to kind of drive all the way up. They could have driven all the way up, but they didn't. They ended up taking the elevator up, thinking it would be the faster way up. London and Logan were team number five. Team number six, Brooke and Scott. Phil said, you don't look so happy. Phil said that she doesn't look so happy. And she just said, give it to me, Phil. Just give it to me. Before they were told they were team number six. Mike and Liz were arguing they should have stuck to the road. Well, maybe they should have. Probably a little longer to get on the elevator and go up. Obviously, when you're on an elevator, you have to wait for it before it comes. So that could have been a big fatal flaw right there. Also, she said, you know everything, calling him a know-it-all. Liz said, don't be a smartass. Mike and Liz had to keep on racing, and then arguing about making decisions as well. And they were the last team to arrive. However, they had to keep on racing. They got another clue. So the leg's not over. They're going to continue, and we'll see what happens this week. So this week, obviously, Liz called Mike a jackass. Also, there'll be the second U-turn. Like I mentioned, there would be a U-turn coming up, I'm sure. And then also, they'll be facing their fears. So that's going to be exciting. That will be a very exciting episode this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About Reality TV. If you haven't done so, please subscribe to the podcast or follow or whatever the button is. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys on Thursday. my voice just went crack there. I'll see you guys on Thursday for the Survivor Game Changers recap. Have a good one, guys. Bye for now.